Hi there, I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial, and we welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm going to give you a couple of ways to get a hold of Eric today. One will be his phone number, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. He is offering you a complimentary strategy session, a blueprint to worryless wealth. When you call Eric today, you can set this appointment up that's complimentary. Again, the telephone number, 408-297-9800. When you're in football season, every football fan knows that no matter whether you're playing offense or defense, the red zone is the place where you and your team cannot make mistakes. Today, we're going to talk about the retirement red zone in detail. And Eric, you're going to explain to us what it is and why it's so important to us and our money. So I guess move the ball downfield, Eric.
Yeah, well, you bet, Luann. So really what the retirement red zone or the financial red zone really is it's really the 5 to 10 years either leading up to or just when you first retire. Now, a lot of people always say five. I actually think it's 5 to 10 on the leading in. On the retired, it's the first 5 years. And the reason why this is so critical is really because, first of all, you want to get things to a good start. You want things laid out in the right way. But more importantly, on the part once you have retired, you also don't want to go crazy. I mean, my own father, when, you know, he bought one RV and had to fly out to Wyoming to help him drive it back. And so that RV seemed great, doing fine. And then he hung out with his brother, my uncle again, and they said, oh, well, look, my RV, it's 3 feet bigger than your RV. And of course, that annoys brothers. And so he went out and bought a, 3 foot longer RV, which was probably a really bad financial decision. And, but people do that and hey, whatever, right? You got to have fun. But it's these types of things where if you're spending too much money early on in retirement, it can really mess you up long term. So you got to be very careful there. So that's what we want to talk about is that time before and right after retirement.
So there are a lot of risks to your money and your financial success throughout your retirement years. So we all know that. But in our show today, we're going to focus on some very specific risks to your money during this particular time frame, leading up to, like you said, and immediately following after you've retired. So can you talk about why this is such a key time, Eric?
Well, really, it's the transition in terms of how you're running your money and. Just mentally, it is amazing how many people just start, you can see the physical pain and distress in their demeanor when they talk about having to withdraw principal. I mean, that for a lot of people, if you've been building up your money for 30, 40 years, and all you've been trying to do is get this nest egg to be bigger and bigger and bigger, and then talking about withdrawing money, it just seems just, totally a foreign concept to me. Something like, the world isn't flat type of thing, right? So that's the hard part is doing that switch from building to distribution can be very nerve-wracking. I mean, it's just not something you're used to doing, and it's a very different mindset. When you're building up that money, 2008, it hit everybody really bad. It hit most portfolios pretty bad. But you didn't care if you weren't retired because you had 4, 5, 6 years for that to rebuild and get back up there. When you're retired and you're taking money out, that once you spend those dollars or cash in those mutual fund shares from your 401k or IRA, those are gone. They won't ever come back because you spent them. So, that's probably the biggest change. And then also on the post-retirement part, you're going from having a paycheck to no paycheck, and that can be very nerve-wracking too. I mean, retirement's about lots of checks coming in to make up your old paycheck. And at first, that can be very scary about how am I going to structure this? How am I going to get this money out? And then, of course, you start going off and having more fun and doing more things. And maybe you're traveling and doing all those bucket list items. And then you go, whoa, hold it. How much did I just spend? And that's where this gets to be really critical. And, of course, the other part, like I said, is a market crash. And so one of the things we're actually having on November 9th coming up here is at the Silicon Valley Capital Club. You do have to RSVP for this event, but what we're doing is we're having a talk about understanding market corrections. We're not predicting one's going to happen this week or something like that. It's just looking at the markets long term, looking at some really key information that people really need to have because we are at one of the most expensive markets in all time. I mean, there's only been the Shiller Price and Earnings Index, which is one of the best gauges for really looking at the value of the stock market over different periods of time, has only been this high in two other time periods It's only been over 30 in 1929 and 1999, and we both know what happened right after those time frames. So it is a little scary how high the market is. So what we're doing is we're doing this talk about teaching people how to understand market corrections. Should you take some money off the table and lock it in and guarantee it, especially if you're in that retirement red zone, it can be super critical. So that's this upcoming week at November 9th. Come or just learn a little bit more about it. If you can't make it, just we can get you some of the information too. But just call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. And you can also find it on wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com. And just go to the events tab, and there's a registration link right there. And then we'll get back to you about all the other details. November 9th, Thursday, at Silicon Valley Capital Club. Again, 408-297-9800 or wealthcreator.com.
Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial, where you get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and comfortable retirement. And again, go to his website. It is wealthcreator.com. You can find out a lot of great information about Eric and his team at Heckman Financial. So, Eric, you were talking about changing the way that we handle money in retirement and really even how we look at our money in retirement. So what are some things that we need to consider during the years leading up to and then immediately following our retirement date?
Well, one of the biggest problems I see out there in my industry, and if anybody's working with a financial advisor, they really need to have this, even though I find more and more are not getting this, and that is a written income plan. Not something that says your money's got 70% chance of making it, which is awful, because what happens the other 30% of the time? Do you move in with a financial advisor, or does the bank take care of you? Right? So, no, I mean, really what we need is we need that written income plan. And what this written income plan would be is it's a document that shows you this is how much income you're going to be getting from various sources, and they may change over time. You know, this is how you're going to get your Social Security, or when you're going to start your Social Security and so forth. You know, what's the tax ramifications of all these different assets and these withdrawals? Have it increasing over time and seeing how much money can you live on. And the reason, of course, that's so critical is if you say you want to retire at, say, 60 and your money's going to only last till you're 75, well, you want to know that before you retire, not after. And so that's one of the times that it's really critical, obviously, is figuring out what's that ideal retirement date. But then also when you're in retirement, you need to, you know, really be kind of going back every year or two and saying, okay, how much am I on track? How, you know, the economy's changed, how my spending do? And just make sure you're still, you know, going the right direction. You're not speeding up how fast you run out of money or anything like that. And so those are the things that you need to do is have a plan, because there's no way to gauge where you're at unless you have something to compare it to. And without that plan, there's just no way you can really retire. And so that's what happens when somebody comes in to meet with us at Heckman Financial. The very first thing we do is we've got kind of that freemium style that a lot of, you know, apps and stuff use, is we don't charge a financial planning fee. What we want to do is we want to get this information to people. We think it's super, super critical that people at least get this data, get this info, and get some financial knowledge. You know, how much risk does your portfolio have? What's the stress test on that? Look at that income plan. How much income will you have? Will your money run out or not? So if you'd like that, all you'd have to do is be one of the first 10 callers today. No cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, or you can go online to wealthcreator.com.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
And we're back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm with the Retirement News Network talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized advice. He's a well-known speaker and he's an author, and he can provide you with advice to get you to and through retirement with worry less wealth. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call him at this number. You can text as well. You can even text 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. You can call Eric and his team and get in on this blueprint to worryless wealth. You do need to call during our show so you can get in on this and set up an appointment with Eric. 408-297-9800. Today, we're talking about the retirement red zone, the first 5 years of retirement. But in those first 5 years, managing risk effectively is definitely critical to your long-term retirement success. And these days, we have longevity. Retirement is definitely long-term play. So let's talk a little bit about the first 5 years of retirement, Eric, and tell us in detail, give us a little insight.
Well, the biggest probably change in the last, you know, say maybe 10 to 15, 20 years, of course, used to be you retire at 65 or maybe earlier because that's when your pension allowed you to retire. And a lot of people would retire just at 62 because they would get Social Security, and that's the youngest age you can get Social Security. Now, a lot of those set dates have almost nothing to do with actually your retirement date. So your first 5 years may be a little bit different than they used to be. A lot of people now are actually retiring without Social Security initially. So it used to be almost unheard of. So like most people today, if you're born up to 1954, your age 66 is your normal retirement date for Social Security. And then, of course, if you're born 1960 and after, it's gone up to 67. So there's a lot more motivation because you'll get a lot more money if you wait till longer to turn on that Social Security. And also just tax-wise, I mean, Social Security is state tax-free. It's 15% of it's not taxable at the Fed level, so it's a lot nicer to have at least one of those Social Security checks if you're a couple to be a lot higher. And so more and more people now are actually retiring, taking Social Security a lot later, but then they're using their other assets earlier. So it used to be take your Social Security now while you can get it, and yeah, who cares about your other assets? You don't have to spend them as much this way. Now more and more people are starting to realize, well, hold it, it may make sense for me to spend my other assets and then have Social Security. So that's one of the things that's really changed a lot is how your initial layout of your retirement may be, because those first 5 years, you may or may not have Social Security. You may be taking certain assets. And then lots of times it gets a little bit more standardized after 70 and stuff when you have your required minimum distribution. You have to be taking money out of your IRAs and 401ks as required by law. Then it gets probably a little bit more, I guess, typical is the best way to put it. But those earlier years now are a lot more different than they used to be. So it may be cashing in different assets, maybe a lot of tax planning in those first years because you can play around with certain assets. Social Security often is taxable if you make too much. But if you structure your assets right, we've had people take out $100,000 out of their retirement various accounts or assets and not pay tax on their Social Security, even though that tax kicks in at $44,000. That's because of the types of assets and how we organized them. So there's a lot more tax planning in the earlier years and you know, in those first 5 years. And then again, obviously, you don't want to be spending too much and going too crazy is probably the other one that we always have to throw in there.
You know, Eric, more than half of all Americans have not done much to prepare for retirement. So could we talk a little bit about why this is such a big issue for retirees?
Yeah, the stats are really, really scary that over half, 56% have saved less than $10,000, according to GoBankingRates.com. I mean, that's crazy. And only 26% of retirees have more than $100,000 saved up. So if you're just trying to only get by on Social Security, it's going to be a very, very, very tough retirement. And so that's one of the things that people need to do is they need to really sit down and just say, okay, what course am I on? Because no matter what, you're on a course. You know, it's one of those things where you're going somewhere, you're headed somewhere always. It's just you may not know where you're headed. And so that'd be the very first thing is really, again, going back to what we always talk about is having a plan. And that's one thing that you really got to do is just sit down. I mean, it's crazy how much time people spend planning out their vacations, you know, looking at this website, looking at all these reviews and spending all this time. And then they don't take any time for their own retirement, which could be a whole bunch of vacations if they spent a little bit more time and had a little bit more saved up and, you know, had a little bit more of a plan in place. So, you know, that's one of the big things is it's one of these things that we always think it's going to be later, later, later. And then people always are saying, oh, how time flies and all these, you know, other little sayings. And it's time's not flying any different. It's just you've got more of it behind you now. And so you got to be doing something to change that course, or at least to know what course you're on and making sure that you're on the course you want to be on. So that'd be the very first thing I'd say is start coming up with at least a plan and having that blueprint, knowing where you're going. And that's really the super critical one. Now, of course, the other thing is what's happening with the market. The market's so expensive. What kind of risk am I at? You know, if I'm 5-10 years out and I'm in that retirement red zone, can I afford to have a huge loss in my portfolio? And so that's why we're going to be going over on November 9th. We're going to be going over some really good, just general information about markets in general over time. It's really not a thing saying get out of the market or today or anything. It's not about any one product or anything. It's just really understanding markets, how you should be allocated, what types of things you should be doing. And it's what we're calling understanding market corrections and really just knowing if there is a market correction coming up or one happens, how to react, what should you be doing before and after. And it's kind of like what we equate to really having an earthquake versus a hurricane. A hurricane you can kind of prepare for. You can see it's coming. You can do all sorts of stuff. Earthquake just hits and you hope you just roll through it and it's not that bad. So not much we can do about those. But at least if we do know that there's some swells coming, why don't we prepare now? And so that's what we really should be doing with your portfolio today. And that's why you want to know about market corrections and understand what options you have. So on November 9th at the Capital Club in downtown San Jose, we'll be having a talk about this. If you'd like to come, all you have to do is pick the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, or you can go to wealthcreator.com. That's again, wealthcreator.com in the events tab, and you can register right there.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. If you have any questions about our show, you can call or text Eric at the number that we're giving out. You can also connect with him on Facebook or Twitter. So you can just go to the symbol @1 Wealth Creator. Okay, the symbol @1 Wealth Creator. Or check out their website. It's wealthcreator.com. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, you can call or text him 408-297-9800. Eric, how will people succeed in retirement for people who are behind, but they're looking to get started?
Well, you know, the first thing, of course, is just how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time, as the old saying goes.
Right.
And so just getting started, that's the first step of getting started. So start putting something away. I mean, hopefully they're already doing their 401ks at work and at least getting that match and all those types of things. You know, those are pretty simple items that they can get up and running. Some other stuff is just start having a budget, start looking through. I mean, it's crazy how many things are on auto deduction from your checking or your credit card, and you know, look at those things. And you know, are you really using all that stuff? Is that, you know, go find some stuff in your budget, and I bet you can probably find a couple $100 right away that you can get rid of. And you know, that's more money now that you can put away. And so starting with a plan, at least that's one big thing. You can go online and do some of these programs, but those people aren't going to necessarily, you know, those machines or whatever you want to call them, aren't going to know everything about your situation. They're going to be looking at your real estate options. They're going to be looking at budget and other benefits at work or other things that they just can't really easily ask you about. So one of the things that somebody like me can do is we sit down first and foremost with you, find out what's your situation. We look at the plan, look at where you're headed right now. And then we have a second meeting, and that's where we kind of show you, here's some of the issues. Here's some of the things you should be looking at. Here's some of the things you could change. And that's up to you if you want to actually enact the plan or not. There's no cost. There's no obligation. It's going to cover your income plan, your investment plan, taxes, healthcare, legacy, all in the one. That's the blueprint to worry less wealth. If that's something you want for you and your family, all you have to do is pick the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800, or you can go online to wealthcreator.com.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm with the Retirement News Network talking with the founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice when you go in and see him. He's a well-known speaker and an author, and he can provide you with advice to get you to and through retirement with worry-less wealth. You can call him right now or even text him for this blueprint to worry-less wealth, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. You can call for this complimentary blueprint to worry less wealth right now during our show. Eric, what other tax considerations should we be paying attention to?
Well, for Social Security, the nice thing about the payments for California, at least, is they're tax-free, which is crazy because California, we tax everything. So at least it's nice that they give us that one benefit. On the federal side, of course, like I was saying, is 85% of your benefit can be taxable, but depends on how you structure your assets, how you're having the money come out. So, you know, it's really one of these things where you really want to do some tax calculations along with that. And then, of course, you also want to do some other considerations, like especially for married couples. One of those two checks is what I like to call the eternal check. And the eternal check is you and your spouse's eternity, not everybody's, but so what that means is, say if one of them is going to be $3,000 and the other one's going to be $2,000, when one of you dies, the $3,000 check stays, the $2,000 check goes away. So you always lose the smaller of the two, but you keep the higher of the two, which means whoever had the higher earnings record, you typically want them to take theirs as late as possible, because that way that check will get even bigger, because that check could be paid out for 30 years, literally. So, you know, that's one of those things that you really want to be also watching for.
So how important is a solid tax strategy then to your overall retirement plan? I would think it's very important.
Yeah, so now it's gotten to be super, super critical. I mean, with the new tax bill right now, that this is bigger than it's ever probably been. You know, one of the problems is a lot of people, especially with the 401k, people working in high tech and other stuff, that's all they have is the 401k pretty much. And so a lot of people are retiring with 70, 80, 90% of all their assets all exposed to taxes. And so it makes it really tough to do a lot of tax planning in that sense. But if you do have some other assets, some, you know, maybe did some after tax funding of your Roth, I mean, you know, or Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks or after tax 401ks, all these things have some different tax benefits. So really blending the two and doing withdrawal from both of them often will actually help lower your overall tax picture. Now, one of the scariest things is right now is, you know, if you're trying to do some sort of change to your real estate, this new tax bill is a massive attack on especially San Jose real estate. I mean, right now, according to Wall Street Journal and Zillow, there was an article in there that's talking about 95% of all homes are over 500,000. If these loans are now going to be capped at 500,000, that's a lot less interest deduction for people. They're also going to cap the property tax at 10,000. Well, if you're buying a $500,000 house, you know, the property taxes aren't going to be quite over 10, but most people are going to be buying maybe $1 million house, and then they are definitely over 10,000. So you're not going to have the full deduction on that. The other little sneaky one that they didn't really highlight, the fact is a lot of my clients are planning on downsizing in retirement. And, you know, you get that $500,000 exclusion. And the nice thing is all you have to do is live there for 3 out of 5 years. And, you know, you can write off up to $500,000 a gain. Well, now they're changing that to 5 out of 8 years. So could you imagine if that was your plan, as in one more year, we're going to hit our 3 years, or maybe we'll hit our fourth year. We're going to sell the house and downsize. And now all of a sudden you find out, no, I got to live there 2 more years. And, you know, if I want to get this tax savings, or worse, I sell it, don't realize that this law changed, and then get really hit. And at least the way it was proposed right now is November 2nd was the date this change will take place. Even worse yet, you could be in contract right now thinking you're going to have this benefit and then find out you're going to owe tax on $500,000, which you didn't plan on owing. And so that could be really, really harmful. So this is one of those things where, you know, stay tuned. It's not fine. It's not over till it's, you know, signed into law. But, you know, this could be a massive, massive change for a lot of people. A lot of my clients are also looking to buy homes in, you know, fun areas. You know, maybe it's a beach house, maybe it's a mountain cabin or something. And the problem there is you're not going to be able to write off your property tax because it's capped at $10,000. So if you get your own house, most likely that would be already close to that. Or when you throw in the other one, you won't be able to write it off. And they're also not going to let you write off second homes. And so that's going to be a devastating hit to a lot of the mountain communities around here. So, and then on top of second homes, a lot of people would buy an RV, and you can actually write off lots of times a lot of your RV costs because you can count that as a second home. Well, now you can't deduct that. So, you know, if all these things go through, it's going to be a very big difference on retirement in terms of mobility, moving around. Also, the other thing is, if you've got a loan that's over $500,000 right now, you can keep deducting it. But if you change houses, you won't, which means, you know, if you did downsize and maybe you still needed to have a $600,000 loan on it or something, you know, that's not going to work. So it's going to really change a lot. And I bet it has a pretty downward pressure on prices in real estate, too. So if you're planning on having your house pay for a lot of your retirement, that may be dropping some.
So, Eric, why don't you tell our listeners again how to get a hold of you, because they may be having questions about all of this themselves.
Yeah, so we are going to be doing some tax talks at towards the end of December here, once hopefully everything's actually, you know, written into law and signed. And so that's one place to look, is at wealthcreator.com, and you can go to the events tab. So again, wealthcreator.com, events tab, and we'll have those dates up there fairly soon here. And then the other part is you can just call us and call the office, and Janine here will be able to help you, you know, tell you all the information about these important tax topics and when we're going to be covering them. Again, it's the phone number here is 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800.
Again, I want to direct you to their social media and his website. You can log on to wealthcreator.com. All right, wealthcreator.com. But also, you could go to Facebook or Twitter using the @ the numeral 1 wealth creator. Eric's been in the business for over 25 years now, so he would be a good one to call and get these questions answered. So how do you help people make the right decisions?
Well, there's a couple things. Are you planning on working? Because if you try to take Social Security early, it's going to really ding you, and you'll probably lose most, if not all, of your benefits. So that's one issue. The other one, of course, is health. And, you know, if you have somebody who's got a lot of health problems, then maybe you do want to take it sooner. And, you know, again, if you're married, though, you might want to make sure that eternal check's as big as it can be. So there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. So we really do the full analysis, and we come up with a Social Security income plan. And that's when we figure out what's the best time. And one of the things a lot of people don't realize is often it's better to take your IRA dollars and your 401k dollars first and get that Social Security check to be higher, because Social Security at least is tax friendly. You need to have a plan, though. That's really the critical thing. And just going to socialsecurity.gov, that's not going to give you a plan. That just gives you a report, tells you numbers, but doesn't tell you strategy. Really, the key, again, is having an income plan that really takes care of not just having government money, but having guaranteed lifetime income money that you control. And that's something you'd like to do for you and your family. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can find us online anytime at wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle, legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric. You can call him. You can text him today. You can go in for a discovery visit. That's what Eric is offering you today, a complimentary discovery visit to talk about your retirement. So here's the telephone number to call, 408-297-9800. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, you can call or text him, 408-297-9800. Well, today we're back continuing our discussion about the most frequently asked retirement questions. And there's a couple more that we still need to discuss, Eric. So what's the next one?
Well, the big one is, of course, is a big fear is what's my healthcare going to look like in retirement? And whatever the number, the easy answer, it's kind of like a construction project. Whatever the number you think, it's going to be double that. And so I've seen a lot of studies where people say, you know, there's a Fidelity report that was talking about at least $260,000 that people will pay out. You know, for a couple will pay out their retirement years. And that's a lot of money, obviously. So, you know, in terms of how you pay for that, how you prepare for that, I mean, that's some critical things that you have to be paying attention to.
So how do we prepare for the healthcare piece?
Yeah, well, the toughest thing was it was so much nicer when we had Obamacare came out, because anybody who's retiring pre-65, one of the biggest fears was always, how am I going to get health insurance? You know, where is it going to come from? How am I going to be able to qualify? I mean, years ago, I had a client who she was a breast cancer survivor, and she was paying over $1,000 a month, and this is almost 10 years ago, over $1,000 a month for the highest deductible, worst plan through this major risk program that the state of California had. And once she hit 65, it dropped down to about $200 or $300 total. So, you know, it can be a huge difference, pre-65 and post. So that's one of the things is, you know, are you going to be able to even qualify? How are you going to get insurance? We don't even know where the Affordable Care Act stuff sits. So it could be very hazardous if that goes away for people trying to retire pre-65. Now, you know, once you do get Medicare, it is pretty nice because it's actually fairly good coverage. I mean, a lot of people always bash a lot of the government stuff, but, you know, Medicare is pretty good as long as you got a supplement. And, you know, usually you can kind of count on about $300 to maybe $400 a month per person. So, you know, compared to what you were paying pre-65, it's a lot better. Now, the tougher one, of course, is will you ever need long-term care? I remember 25 years ago, I think the stats were maybe about 50-50. It might have been like 51 or 52%. Now, a lot of the studies show it closer to 70% in terms of the odds that somebody will need some sort of long-term care, because stuff that used to kill you, now you just take a pill for, but maybe you're slowing down and you're not being able to do as much. And so that's a big thing, because I've had clients that, you know, I've got one right now, he's spending almost $10,000 a month to take care of his wife. So, you know, do that for 3 or 4 years, you got maybe close to $500,000 that, you know, that's going to be spent for just that care, you know, when you talk about, you know, medical bills on top of that and other things. And the really scary part is the new tax law, that's no longer deductible. They're going to remove that tax line. And so, you know, if you're taking out, say, $10,000 a year from your IRA or your 401k, I mean, $10,000 a year, $10,000 a month. So that's $120,000 a year that you're taking out from your 401ks or IRAs. Right now, that's totally deductible. So you can basically pay for that care in a way tax-free. Now you're going to have to pay tax on that. Well, what does that mean? That means that person's going to probably have to take out maybe $160,000, $170,000 to be able to cover that $120,000 after tax. And then, of course, that jumps up their tax brackets. So they may even need to take even more on top of that. So for anybody who's got any sort of, you know, anybody who's married with somebody or has, you know, an illness of their own that's really expensive, this new tax law, removing that medical deduction, could be a huge, huge hit to their financial situation. Yeah, well, yeah, and that is definitely true. So for some people in retirement, this new tax law may be a great thing, because if you don't itemize your taxes, they're going to double your standard deduction, so that's good. Although they're also going to remove your exemptions, so that's not as good. But, you know, most likely for people who don't have a lot of write-offs, this may be a good deal. For people who have lots of write-offs still in retirement, most likely this will not help you. And so that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about is we're going to have some planning meetings that are going to be super critical, but the hard part is we're trying to time them when this tax law will be law and not just theory. And so we're going to have those, in mid-December, mid to late December. And so if you want to get a little bit more information, go to wealthcreator.com, the events tab. Again, it's wealthcreator.com, the events tab. Or you can call and talk with Janine from my office. She'll tell you all the dates that we have planning once we have them all firmed up and all set. And again, that phone number is 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800.
Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Check out their website. It's wealthcreator.com. Again, just go to www.wealthcreator.com. So today we're going through the frequently asked questions that retirees ask. And what would be another common retirement question that you're hearing from your clients?
Well, when can I withdraw money from my retirement accounts is always a big one, and just really fully understanding that. So of course, the big age is 59 and a half. And so that's when you're finally eligible to take out money from IRAs, 401ks, any of those types of, you know, annuities, any of those things with that have tax deferral. That's the magic age is 59 and a half. And so that's when you can start taking money. It doesn't mean necessarily you should. It depends on, you know, if you got enough money saved up or not, but that is the soonest that you can do it.
So that's what I wanted to ask. So what are the exceptions then to this rule?
Well, there's one that if somebody is trying to retire early, there's one called 72T, which or for annuities, it's 72Q. And basically what that says is you can actually take substantially equal payments over your lifetime and you can avoid that penalty. So say if you want to retire at 55, you could start taking this money out sooner, and you have to do this kind of tough calculation, and you have to keep taking those payments for at least 5 years or to at least 59 and a half, whichever one's longer. So if you start at 55, you'd have to take it all the way to at least to age 60. Now, if you don't do that 1 year, you go backward and pay all the tax penalties on all that money. So it's kind of a pretty big commitment once you set something like that up. So you want to be careful there. The other one also is if you're taking money from a 401k, usually there's a thing called separation from service where it allows you to, you know, often take out the money and not have the penalty. And then lastly, the neat thing is if you're contributing to a Roth, 5 years from the first date you contributed to a Roth, you can actually take out your cost basis, not your earnings, but just the cost basis anytime. So that's a neat one too, is sometimes people have been funding a Roth for a long time, so they could take it out and you even use it for college education, other things. If you're talking about a conversion, it's 5 years from that conversion date of that dollars. So if you were converting, say, every year for 5 years, you can't do all of them all at once. It's only that last one that was 5 years ago. So it does. You do need to have some good records on all that. In terms of taxes, though, the other part is, you know, we're going to have these meetings next month about the new tax bill. But, you know, one of the things I really wanted to cover was itemized deductions. So, you know, one of the things that for most people who are working, and even a lot of retired people, they have a lot of itemized deductions. So the very first one is medical, and we kind of already touched on that. That would be gone under this new tax law. So for most people, that's not a big deal until you got somebody in your family that's really, really sick, and that can be a massive tax savings, especially if somebody needs to have skilled nursing or long-term care kind of costs. So for anybody who's really sick, that's going to be a massive, massive tax hike. The next one is the SALT deduction, which is stands for state and local tax deduction. Right now, every time you pay your California taxes, you get a tax deduction on your federal tax return. Well, obviously, states like Florida and Texas don't appreciate that as much because they don't get that. Now, they do get sales tax deduction, so they are still getting something. But, you know, that's one of the reasons they're getting rid of it. And so that can be a huge, huge tax hit for a lot of people because we pay a lot in state tax. And then the other part would be like the DMV fees. You know, there's some other little tax stuff that's, you know, usually in that category. So that's all going to be gone. Now, the mortgage interest will still be there, but it's going to be very complicated. So for most second homes, it's going to be gone. For loans over $500,000, it'll be gone unless you already have that loan. So the nice part is they are supposedly going to let you keep that old loan and write off that full amount of interest, which is up to $1 million right now. But if you sell the house and move to a new house, you're not going to be able to keep that. You know, you're going to drop down to $500,000. So that's going to make it really hard for people to sell and upgrade their houses because of that feature. And then, you know, you look at the other stuff like casualty losses. I mean, I had my house hit with a flood. You know, we lost, you know, six-figure losses in that. You know, you look at all these people up in Santa Rosa and Napa and area with all those fires. Right now, at least they're all deductible in 2017. But next year, if something happens like that, those casualty losses will be gone. And then it's up to you. Do you want to hire us to help you fix them? If so, then we'll proceed. If not, we'll part as friends, and at least you learned a lot of information. So if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com.
We'll be right back with final thoughts from Eric, so stick around for the rest of our show. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm here with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial. And today you're getting straightforward advice from Eric about how to plan for a secure and comfortable retirement. You may call or text him with any questions that you might have. He's offering you a complimentary strategy session with him. It's a blueprint to worryless wealth. So here's the telephone number to call, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Today, we've been talking about really the most frequently asked retirement questions that Eric hears. What would be your final thoughts for us today, Eric?
Well, you know, a lot of these questions like how much do I need to retire? You know, what's my required minimum distribution? How do taxes work with Social Security? How much health care will I spend in retirement? All these things that we covered, really, these are all things that get answered when you have an actual plan done. I mean, really, that's what it kind of comes down to is, you know, we're all guilty of trying to get a little information and then, you know, it's kind of like in the movie Up, squirrel, squirrel, right?
Yes.
All of a sudden I'll look and then boom, we're on to the next thing. I mean, we're all in this short attention span type of life now with all the digital stuff distracting us. But really, it's the critical thing is just sitting down and getting a plan because, you know, again, it's not how much money do I need to retire. It's how much income do I need to retire. Retirement's not much different. It's really just sitting down and taking the time to have a plan. I mean, right now, more than ever, with all these tax law changes, how are they going to affect you? How are they going to affect your retirement? You know, what things are now out of the picture that were in the picture before because of, you know, how real estate laws are changing with the taxes and other things. So, you know, these are all things that really need to sit down and really take some time and look at. And you need somebody who knows about income planning, knows about investment planning, tax planning, healthcare, and legacy issues. You know, that's what we always talk about in the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. That's what we do for all of our clients. And, you know, it's more critical than ever it's been, probably because of all these changes that are coming up. I mean, right now, Yeah, definitely next year we'll be doing, you know, some re-education of our clients and saying, okay, let's relook at everything. Let's see, here's now with all these new rules, here how things have changed. You know, there's going to be massive, massive critical things that people should be doing before 2017 ends. And, you know, one of those would be probably paying your spring property tax now. I would not probably wait for most people. You know, I would pay that this year, so that way at least you get that full write-off. And, you know, there's a lot of things that you should be doing this year special that you may have never done before. I mean, you might even want to be doing some extra tax payments to California and for the sole purpose of getting the deduction this year. Even if you get a refund, who cares? You know, at least you got some of the write-offs. So there's all sorts of things that you need to be doing. But, you know, like I mentioned before, we're just getting the dates down, but we're going to have some talks about the new tax law once hopefully it's actually signed into law and we actually know what the actual rules are versus the proposals. So if that's something you'd like to look at, and especially if you just want to set up a time to come in now and get a little bit more of this information, really, you know, our process again is sitting down with people, doing that discovery visit where we just talk about what's your goals, hopes, and dreams and desires. And then we sit down, we do a strategy session, and we actually then meet again and go over your actual personalized income plan, personalized investment, tax plan, healthcare, legacy plan. We show that to you and then, you know, suggest things that could be fixed, some areas of issues or concerns. And that's up to you if you want to take action or not. So if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, all you have to do is pick the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. And you can find us always at wealthcreator.com. Again, wealthcreator.com and the events tab for those sessions we'll be doing next month. So that's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.